Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Grassroots, your community radio station. One of growth and responsibility. Well, at least one of growth. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Linda's here with me today. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Linda. But we have, you know what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's hump day! All right, it's Wednesday, it's hump day. Now, if that doesn't just wake you up there, Lori, I know you're listening, because we're all having bets on who was going to be on assignment this morning, but she's here.
Oh, no!
She's here.
Oh, no, I'm committed.
All right, hey, look, let's... Hey, Chris, good morning. Our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. We're having a great time.
Good morning, Carl. Yeah, that's my favorite commercial, too. Happy hump day to everybody.
Happy hump day.
Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 25 points at 16,020. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1824, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 17 points at 4207. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 114 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down a nickel at 16.83. Ford's up 7 cents at $15.03. Pfizer also adding 7 cents at $31.95. And JCPenney up 6 cents at $6 and a nickel. Of local interest, PG&E up 23 cents at $42.67. Safeway's down 39 cents at $32.58. And North Valley Bank up 22 cents at $22.67. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.75%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33. Oil's up $1.33 a barrel at $101.27. And in precious metal, gold is up $1.02 an ounce at $12.90.50. Silver is up 2 cents at $20.25. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 right here on KCNR. Yeah, I know I change it every day, but it's whenever we have them on. Give them a call at 243-7561 because you know what? It's just like Chris is doing. Chris has got a, you know, I mean, he's obviously knows what's going on Wall Street. He knows investments. He knows that. So you want to be able to see the guy that helps you or the woman that helps you with these investments. Head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561.
So when you tune in the mornings here on KCNR, you know you're going to get the news in the morning. If you're investing, which hopefully you are, you're going to hear the latest updates, and then you're going to get the weather, the local weather, and which currently is 49 degrees. We do have 50% chance of rain today with our temperatures around 62. Tonight, rain 51. And then we look at the forecast for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's all 70, 60, 50, around in there, percent of rain. And we're very, very happy to have this kind of forecast at this time of year. So, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Family owned, family operated. Okay, there's one other thing. Okay, Bob, hit it.
I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too.
And Shirley Temple.
How would you like to be my crew?
Dead at 85. The 30s. Lollipop.
She took the movie audiences away from depression, on, of course, Good Ship Lollipop. She passed away Monday, of course.
She was the most popular screen personality between the years of 1935 and 1938. Bigger than Gable, bigger than Crawford, bigger than Cooper. She got a special award from the president for helping the people, you know, forget their woes during the Depression. She was the template for child stars, except for one thing. You never saw Shirley Temple getting in trouble later in life as ours have, but the cute little girl that could sing and dance, and as one, she was voted one of the top 25 actresses of all time, Shirley Temple. She was number 18.
And she was wonderful how she, was great. She gracefully grew into older roles.
That's right. And then after she retired from the movie, she was at one time the ambassador to Czechoslovakia when the communist, regime fell there. She was put in there by Reagan. So, Shirley Temple. I mean, she was just, frankly, everybody remembers her from that time frame, and people still enjoy her movies from back in the 30s. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going back. We've got a busy, busy day today. Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti, is going to be with us, Chef John Stadelli, and of course, it's Wednesday, so we are introducing another business. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Saturday night college basketball is right here on AM 1460. Your Simpson University Redhawks are on the air as they welcome Pacific Union College into Reading for the CalPAC Conference Finale. Women's action starts at 6 p.m. with the men tipping off at 8. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, from inside the Heritage Student Life Center as both the men and women battle for their postseason place. It's Simpson Redhawks basketball on the North State's radio home for local sports, KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, it's a great day, February the 12th, hump day, 2014. 49 degrees out there in this portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, in the studio is Chef John Stadelli.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning, John.
Nice to see you.
Of course, from Ensemble.
You're such a star, and this weekend we know that you're going to be doing a special 5-course meal.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fantastic
for Valentine's Day. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Valentine's Day and the day after.
Yeah, we do it both days. Just for a busy weekend, we sold out Valentine's Day so early, so we decided to run it over on Saturday as well. And plus, we have special guests on Saturday evening, and we wanted to put that menu out there for a pretty Valentine as well.
I think everybody's looking forward to it from what we hear. People are really looking forward. And they love the experience of Ensemble Vineyards. And John Stadelli, you have been a major fixture of the food, of why this Ensemble is not only a beautiful place, but that what you've brought is your artistry with food.
You know, I've got a fantastic staff up there as well. The kids, as well as you know, have been an integral part of what we do up there. And their youth and their constant passion of wanting to do things a different way or do things right has always been kind of nice, you know. I've got a new addition and a pastry chef in Tina Yost, who has brought a great dimension to the project and a lot of insight and ideas as well. She's culinarily an expert. So it's a ton of fun. You never know what's going to happen each day, you know. So,
well, you know, so this weekend, we have, you know, Saturday or Friday night with Candace Lavoe. She'll be playing the harp and people are coming through. And then Saturday, Linda, Rick Hill,
Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin
are going to be doing their jazz and, well, just everything. Y'all be singing everything. And in the,
there's chocolates and wine tasting.
In the music room. So if you've got reservations and if you haven't said the music room because you were planning on going to the music room, you need to call and tell them. I don't even know if there's spots left, but you need to tell them, hey, look, those reservations were to be in the music room.
Yeah, no, we will fill up fast, especially because you guys are playing up there as well. And people that want to come in and listen to the music, just make mention of that when you make your reservation, because we're not going to turn those tables. Everybody gets in and enjoys the evening with you guys, because it's always a great evening and it always fills up.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's the menu look like, or is this a surprise?
No, the menu is fantastic. I would encourage everybody to please make a reservation for Valentine's Day to show up about a half an hour, 45 minutes early and walk out to the Cove and chat with Chanda. She's got some awesome chocolates out of Oregon to pair with her already phenomenal wines. And just to chat with Chanda's a ton of knowledge on wine to begin with. And then for the menu, it's a prefix menu. Except for the entrees, there are 5 choices, but you start out with some nice fresh tomato gnocchis and a little gorgonzola, a nice arugula and strawberry salad, a frozen rose and a sorbet. We have a steak au poivre, fresh hand-cut noisettes of lamb. We've got a great ribeye, as you all know, and then a killer medium-rare ahi tuna chop, and I'm going to cut a little fat. And then a brick olive chicken as well. So it'd be a great night.
Okay. You know? So you can take any of those, you can pick one of those 5 entrees then.
Yep. Okay. And then everybody gets a Tina is making a dessert called the Burning Passion. So it'd be kind of nice to do.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Yeah.
Well, okay, our guest is John Stadelli from Ensemble Vineyards. Of course, they're having a big Valentine's Day menu up there. It's a set menu, but it's like 5 different choices. And just from listening to it, if you can't find what you want in that group, you probably can't find the food you want anywhere. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
What is that? What is that, Bob?
It's Hump Day Grump music.
It's the Hump Day Grump Day?
So it's Will Smith.
It's Grump music.
Hey, let me tell you something, that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Spray Service. I tell you, you know what? Redding Spray Service, this is the time of the year to be thinking about it because they are going to be able to help you take care of your pests and weeds, tree spraying, and lawn treatments. They are kind of like the specialist when it comes to taking care of your lawn. That's right. They're available to give lawn regular checkups, ensuring that it stays healthy, lush, and green all year round. And, of course, we need that, so they're going to be out there fixing ours because we have a little slight brown problem. We have a, I'm not even sure it's grass in our backyard. I mean, it's kind of green, but it crumbles when you look at it. Redding Spray Service, though, will fix all of that. 20 years of experience right here in town. Give them a call at 221-3007. Check out their website at readingspray.com.
Our guest this morning is Chef John Stadelli from Anselmo Vineyards. John, you have such a wonderful history in the first place. I mean, can you share with our listeners? I know we're going to be talking about the winemaker's dinner, but how many places that you've really built an empire, if you will, in Hawaii, and then you've come back to where you lived up again, choosing to be up here in Shingletown?
Four generations of my family are from Redding, both sides. And I was actually born here back in whenever, and not to expose age. But, you know, empires and stuff, I don't know that I actually built any, but I certainly was a part of some phenomenal restaurant corporations and some people that I dearly hold to my credit. To credit my success with TS Restaurants was a phenomenal place to work in Hawaii. And if you ever get out there, go say hello to Jaime Ariola. He's a great guy on Kauai. It's been a ton of fun. That's what I do for a living, and I've taken it very seriously. We do every day. And the kids, most importantly for me, is the kids get to learn how to do stuff like this. I can't tell them how much I appreciate them because they mean more to me than the paycheck. It's just it's giving back.
So you're doing a mentoring. You have a great success story of a guy who we've had on here before. I think he started with you when he was 15?
Just about 16. He just turned 16 when he started with me, and now he's 21.
And you had to do this permission slip with his parents that, okay, I am going to mentor him, but it means I get him these many days and no stuff. But this kid was, you were able to teach him the ins and outs of becoming a chef.
That would be my fondly
Puppy.
Micmac the puppy. Yeah.
He's no longer puppy.
You know, he's not. He's 21. Yeah. Turned 21 in January.
He was there with you when you were 16.
I
remember. How long we've been going out there.
He has often admired the escapades of me in Hawaii. And so part of the plan and always has been that he would be able to fly out there and put in some time with TS restaurants. And if they don't do it when they're young, they probably never will. And so he's really fired up to do it. He saved a lot of money to do it. His partner, Robert, who also works for me, is going. So I'm losing two really key people, but I'm gaining two.
And Robert, well. Robert Burroughs.
Robert Burroughs.
Whose
yep.
father is Rob Burroughs, who is the,
what a phenomenal time at
Northern California Veterans Museum.
They had to work for it, and we witnessed many times these fine young gentlemen who were, very serious at their work.
Extremely. This winemaker's dinner that's coming up is a little bit of a tribute to Michael, Mickey. And, I put this one on him. It's kind of his graduation. As far as organizational skills and getting the staff together, getting the products together, and having the mise en place right for the evening, that is going to be his responsibility.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what kind of this is the way it's been. We've gone to the last two. I think they've been huge successes. And the fact is, what happens is they Chanda and she brings in another vineyard.
This is going to be Mosley's.
Yeah, Mosley's.
Mosley's is coming up.
Yeah, not going to be fun.
Well, Mosley's is they serve wine, so different wines. So they're going to pair. Each wine is going to have a select meal or a small plate. A small plate.
Tasty.
That goes with it, and it is just excellent. And then, it's even better than excellent. It's great. And so that you get both. You get wines and
the wine tasting dinner
and the small plates. But the small plates, when you have like, what, five or six of them, add up quick.
Actually, these run between 8 and 12 courses. This particular one, without a few little surprises that I have, will run about 12 courses.
12 courses.
So those of you who come
not counting the things
yourself.
You just throw something.
Yeah.
You throw little things in there, too.
Yeah, I do. I throw a little few surprises.
Trying to figure out what that is.
Sometimes it might just be like a bite or two. It's not like...
Exactly, and the taste of wine are the same. Mm-hmm. It's just everything complements one another. By the end of the evening, you're not supposed to feel beat up with food and wine. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to feel extremely comfortable and satisfied.
So you're creating you're creating art. This is a group effort to come together and do this presentation with the strokes and the colors and the whole feeling of a brand new painting.
Yeah, and I give you a little bit of a hint. I won't go through the entire menu because it's quite intense. But we're going to kind of be celebrating the upland game bird.
Oh. Okay. Which, by the way, in Somos is now offering upland game hunting.
We got
there.
Great hunting there. Phenomenal.
I was up there the other day. We were, RC wanted to, try out a new dog.
Yep. Doyle Bessiker.
And
the
Doyle.
Guy
that
is our hunt master up there. The guy is phenomenal. And
absolutely.
He will find you the bird. He will find you the dog.
And it's not like something where you walk up and somebody throws a bird out either.
Right.
I mean, this is your hunting and, you have a great time. Okay. Well, that is just outstanding.
Okay,
I'm so happy you're here. Now, what day is it? March?
March 7th.
Which is a Friday.
Promptly at 6 p.m. We like to round up everybody. We only take 50 people and it will sell out.
Oh,
quickly.
My goodness.
We're probably getting fairly close as we speak, but it's well worth the time.
We have to make sure we're looking at each other like, what?
Make sure you put us down in for March.
I've said it, but I need to like get on the website. I think you can go to anselmovineyards.com.
Yes.
And that's Anselmo Vineyards with an S .com.
Yeah.
And then you can click on and then give your card. We'd love to have you there. We've met the most interesting people, people that we didn't even know before
we got there. Yeah.
Have become our friends from just sitting at this, this table and enjoying the ritual.
Oh, it is. It's a great celebration of Chanda's wine and some food. And it's also a great gathering place.
Well,
closing thoughts, John.
Yeah. Closing thoughts. Everybody should eat chilaquiles on Sunday for brunch.
Oh!
Yeah, maybe some lemon ricotta pancakes too. They go well. Just get a half order of those.
What was the first thing?
Chilaquiles. It's a little Mexican dish.
What is it?
I tell you, the brunch.
A little scrambled
egg,
a little chip, a little salsa, a little chorizo.
That is so, Carl.
The brunches out in Ensenada are just outstanding.
Well, the eggs
when the weather when the weather cooperates, the patio and brunch, I can't think of a better place to be. I actually sat with my parents for the first time and actually had brunch the other day, and that's when you really can appreciate what you do. You just get to actually enjoy it, and so the whole package with that ranch is just it's top notch.
Waterfall, butterflies, the dragonflies,
you're
looking, it's just fabulous.
Yep.
John Stadelli, a friend. a good friend.
Yes.
And glad to see you. And, you know, we need to get together for lunch. You have a place
we call
we can
you
go
our
to.
Own. Our
if
own
can,
Chef
if you can
John
break
Stone.
Away, yeah, if you can break away from lunch to have lunch with
yeah, we, yeah, I can do that. I would love to do that, guys.
All right. Okay. John Stadelli and Selma Vineyards were talking about the Valentine's Day. Of course, 14th is sold out and 15th maybe. We don't know, but
474-5546.
And listen to Linda and Rick Hill and Pat Karch and Bruce Kalin.
Fabulous
singing.
Food. Did you hear that?
Great
okay.
Food.
So
great
John's chef, food made by Chef John Stadelli.
Thank you, guys.
Are prepared by.
And we'll be right back after these messages with our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week. Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This Wednesday night on AM 1460, it's a special edition of KCNR Basketball. It's the Next Door Neighbor Showdown as perennial powerhouse Enterprise welcomes Liberty Christian into the Manitowoc Gymnasium. The broadcast starts at 7:05 with the North Valley Bank pregame show, and we'll get you all set for tip-off at 7:30 as the ever-so-tough Enterprise Hornets try to combat the international flair of the Liberty Christian Patriots. It's all right here Wednesday night on the North State's radio home for high school action. KCNR 1460.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Wednesday. Gosh, the 12th, 2014. We're going to be, Bad Bob and I are sitting here talking, you know, of course he's been, working his way through Chaparral Drive and the bombings out there, and you know, we'll talk a little bit about that later on. Let us get ourselves organized here, but, Tim Scarborough is here with us, and we're introducing our business of the week. So Tim?
Yeah, very pleased to be able to introduce this morning, to you, Connie and Bob Batesel from Reading Co-working, and they have a shared co-working space here in Reading. It's a newly opened business as of January 1st, and I think this is just a great couple, has a great idea, and I'm excited for them to be able to talk about their business and what they're all about today.
Okay. Well, welcome to Reading. How long have you all been here?
We've been here about 5 years.
About 5 years?
And we just opened... On January 1st.
Gina. Okay. And can you explain to us what renting co-working is?
Yeah. I'm always tempted to say it's like Starbucks with free coffee, but that's not quite true because you have to pay for the Wi-Fi, but it's there.
that's Linda walking into the studio going, hello, everybody, yeah. We're just in here. That's right. You know, that's what that red light is on outside. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. This is my wife, Linda. And she's been flicking around the offices out here talking to other guests. Okay, a Reading co-worker. Okay, let's start all over again. What exactly is Reading co-working? I'm sorry.
It's a space where people who would normally work by themselves, like web designers or people that do programming remotely and stuff like that, they can actually come there and work. They aren't competing with one another. They're there independently, but they're not isolated sitting at home and being distracted. And actually, the research that's been done says that they feel 83% of them feel like they're more productive in a co-working environment than working by themselves.
This is a model that's been very successful in other countries and states.
Right.
One may be traveling through, and they need to do a PowerPoint place. And like you said, have a work environment. Maybe they're here for a week or two and they just don't want to work out of their hotel room so they can actually rent a space. Is this correct?
Yes. Yeah. They're welcome to drop in and, work there. We'll give them a guest account and they can, do their thing. And, it's a very comfortable environment. We are working on making it comfortable for people, and if they want something that we're not providing, we'll look into it and see if we can do that.
Okay. Connie, y'all have been here like 5 years, but y'all came from?
We originally came from Vacaville, California.
Okay.
We're there, and we moved up about 5 years ago, just sort of doing a semi-retirement kind of lifestyle, and we settled in and decided, you know, we really are too young to retire. We'd like to do something. And Bob was in the technology field for many years. He worked for Cisco down in Milpitas. And so he's got a strong background in technology. And we thought, well, let's try this. We looked around for spaces, and we finally found a great space down on Bocelli. It's 2747 Bocelli Lane between Hartnell and Cypress. We're right next to the organic grocery store, the organic market, and juice bar, so that's kind of fun, too. Lots of parking, great space, lots of pictures on Facebook. If you'd like to check, we're on Facebook, / Reading Coworking.
You know, the thing I like about this is, you know, I've pictured them before, and they had one before in town. That mm-hmm. It just didn't catch on because It was before its time. Even though this is done throughout the United States, and especially in a larger city. So I believe in this concept. Because it's not just you going down and having your own desk. You can go down, and when you say co-working, there's other people in there, and you can share ideas, you can put things together. It's a good way to meet other businesses in here, small businesses, and it also gives you, I guess, a place you can have customers come in there too. And because you have what, whiteboards, you have all types of, you got telecommunication services. What do you have exactly?
Right, we have a very large conference room, that people can book to meet their clients. It's also available for larger meetings and trainings, separate meeting spaces. We offer Wi-Fi technology. People can come in and do their PowerPoints. As you mentioned earlier, Carl, the whiteboards, great place to come in and do some brainstorming, creating, many options.
Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Bob and Connie Batesol. Right. Did I pronounce that right? Okay. And they've started a business called Reading Coworking. And it's a place where you can get, you know, you can do, bring in with some other people. You have an office space away from the kids getting in there. But when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, how people get started in this. And, you know, how do they do it? You know, they give you a call and then what's the process after that? So that when they, you know, so they can set up something like this and then all the little extras that you offer there that you're not going to get at home. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know, this is grassroots radio. It's what you want to listen to. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Fire Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain too. 2 weeks later, with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:44 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. Rain's coming, more rain's coming. We love that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford dealership. I can't say enough about it. You know what? President's Day is coming. Big sales are coming to Reading Crown Motors. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue, because if you can't find a car, truck, or SUV in that inventory, either new or previously owned, you don't want a car, truck, or SUV. And their service department is just outstanding. Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177.
Well, good morning. It's 7:44 in the morning. It's the 12th of February. Glad to be here. currently 49 degrees. Looks like we are going to have rain today. All week we go from a 50 to 70 to 60% chance of rain today. Highs will be 62, 51 tonight. I just want to tell you that I'm very happy to have come off assignment to be here this morning because, you know, Bob and Connie Batesole are here. And I love it when people have passion to leave, first of all, leave a city,
Come to a new place.
But, you know, I'm sure it was great for a home for a long time. And then to come up and make a new home and then decide, you know what, we're going to throw ourselves into something that we really believe in. It's called Reading Co-working. My question for you is, and of course, we're speaking again to Bob and Connie, the owners of Reading Co-working, is when you decided to leave, why did you choose Reading?
Why did we choose Reading? Well, initially we came up for Bethel, to be part of Bethel. Just for the record, co-working is about Reading. It's not about Bethel. I believe that Reading is on the verge of an explosion of new businesses.
Yes. And you know what?
Hallelujah.
We just met today and we think this year Reading has been aiming way too low, and this is the year it's going to change. And this is, and it's people like you and the businesses we're bringing in here, you know, through Tim, that they're saying that. Our last business in here says art is in the water of Reading. Art is in the water. And I'm so tired of hearing about, oh, it's rednecks, it's this and that. Mm-mm. It's not true. Maybe it was 20 years ago, or maybe even 10 years ago, but Reading is taking big steps forward. And I think kind of you're just.
No, absolutely. You see a whole new wave of, entrepreneurs, what we used to call nerds, or, you know, technical people that are very well informed, educated. They're coming to Reading because it's a great place to live, and it's a great place to raise your family. The quality of life here is just so much better than a lot of the urban areas, and that's what people are looking for, a good quality of life, and they're going to bring their jobs and their skills with them. And it's shifting. It is really changing.
You know, Bob, Bad Bob, grab the microphone here, Bad Bob. Bad Bob has, of course, was out, as everybody knows, is out on Chaparral Road where the explosives expert was, and lives next door and has been evacuated from his house. Mm-hmm. But you have a question that falls kind of right into this.
Well, this is a question for anybody who works out of their home who is reliant on the technology, say to upload large projects to a website, maybe a web designer, something like that. Poof, the modem is up in smoke. Now what do? You could go to the coffee shop and try to work on a public network, or as I'm doing right now, working on a very slow public network. I've got projects that have to go out. Mm-hmm. So I need, you know, let's say I need 2 hours of time on a desk and a good high-speed connection. What's that going to cost me?
Well, if it were you, it'd probably be free.
I appreciate that. But, you know, just the weekend warrior who gets on the hotel network and says, this ain't working for me. I need a high-speed connection and a little space here.
Yeah, we have 100 megabits per second now coming in through Charter Fiber. Mm-hmm. And people can come, say, hey, I want to work here a couple hours, no problem. It's sort of, we have several different pricing schedules depending on how you want to work. And it roughly works out to $1 an hour.
Oh, well, geez. Okay.
If you're going to be there so long and that you're going to go over $100 because you're there so long, you can get a whole month's worth of free Wi-Fi for $100. If you really think this is so cool, you're going to make it your office, not go back to the distractions at home. You can bring in your own desk. We can arrange higher bandwidth, and that's $300 a month. You use it as your office, and you can use the conference room, which is really beautiful. And
you just have to schedule it, you know, because there'll be other people. But still, you can.
You know, if anybody has any questions, they really ought to give us a call at 378 4356.
And you can go to redding.coworking@gmail.com. That's redding.coworking@gmail.com. And, you know, check out the space. You have 2,000 square feet.
Right. Yes, we have 2,000 square feet. We can comfortably accommodate 20 to 30 people working simultaneously. Of course, the Wi-Fi also works in the conference room, so people who want to, suppose you got some businesses who are trying to negotiate a deal, they need a neutral place to meet and talk things through. Mm-hmm. They can use the facility.
What we would suggest is come by and look at the space and see if it'll work for you. We're at 2747 Pacelli. We're open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday. You can schedule the conference room for the weekend and evenings, and the conference room is also available weekdays in the evenings. We do offer special reduced rates for charities and nonprofits. So if that's, you know, if you're looking for a space to have your next meeting, your next training, please come by. We'd be happy to show you around.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our business of the week from our Chamber of Commerce is Redding Co-working, and we're learning all about this business, new business, with Bob and Connie Batesel, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:55 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. 49 degrees out there and rain's coming. We love it. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition out in Cypress Square Shopping Center. You know, they are the North State's largest source of natural foods and supplements. They have four nutritionists on their staff that they just will give you a free consultation because Joe wants people to be healthy. And they have classes on healthy eating and that. Absolutely, they've got organic foods. They've got raw milk. They've got every type of natural supplement you can find right there. They are the experts at Orchard Nutrition.
And they are the newest member at the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So
there you go.
Put a plug in
Joe,
for them.
Well, Joe and I had lunch the other day. And that wasn't about that. It was about Reading and about businesses. And you know, and I just didn't realize the total what they offered. I mean, I knew how much, you know, before, but you know, the new stuff they're doing there. I mean, it's just fantastic. So Orchard Nutrition, can't say enough about them. And of course, Amazing Foods for Life with, you know, Vicky has started that, and that is throughout the state and is getting ready to go national, gluten free. Mm-hmm. So that's great too. Okay, our guest are from Reading co-worker Connie and Bob. I'm sorry,
Batesaw,
because Linda took my cheat sheet there. And anyway, the Reading co-worker, as we said, this is a place that if you're a young businessman or woman, and you're establishing yourself, and maybe you have a office at home which works, but now the kids are there, this is the ideal place to come to because you've got it all right there.
Right. Space is, it's designed for working and people are getting their work done. People are focusing on what they're doing. They can take a break, speak to their peers. We offer mentorship. The future plan is to bring people in that are, experts in their field to help them in their business. We want to encourage networking. We've started some community things. We did the Beer and Bites with the EDC a few weeks ago and had some really interesting people come through and connect and reconnect.
Yeah,
and of course the chamber. So, we're excited.
Yeah. We really are. And, I have a confession.
Uh-oh. You know, this is a good place. Because not only does everybody listen to it around here, but we stream it worldwide, and then we archive it. And so we've had politicians hear things they've said 5 years ago. And we just pull it up and play for them. Did you really say that? So, okay, we're ready. We're ready, buddy.
Yes, well, I think Dale from Indiana is listening right now, so he'll enjoy the confession too. I was one of those people who loved to work at home. I didn't want to be around other people because I have to concentrate so hard that it's just bitter if I'm alone. I came to realize that I was cheating myself because one of the greatest benefits of co-working is being around people that are sort of in the same line of work as you are, but you get to benefit every time they say something. It can trigger an idea to solve a problem that you have. And so that building that kind of community is really what we're about. Mm-hmm. We're helping establish collaboration, and we are all for new businesses coming out of this. And we'll just have to see how it works.
Well, the thing about collaboration is it doesn't have to be in your own business.
Right. No.
It could be you're working on something and somebody else sees it. I mean, if you feel like sharing. And, cause nobody's going to force you to share. I'm sure that you have your own desk. You feel like working by yourself. You can
right.
do that. But that opportunity to do that, and you're working on this on Project X and somebody's Project Y, but guess what? Cross-pollination there, and it could work for both of you.
That's really,
I think it's great.
Good.
And that's what you're kind of looking at for the future here.
Exactly.
Right. And technology is moving so fast. The information is coming out so quickly, it's changing. It's virtually impossible to keep up with it alone. We have to exchange ideas and share information. So,
well, this is a good way to do it. And we're happy to kind of introduce you out here. And you be on our second business of the week from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's Reading Co-working. Bob and Connie Batesall. They are located at 2747 Bocelli Lane. Their phone number is 378-4356, and their website is Reading Co-working.com. And it's worth going down and take a look at it because it sounds to me you've got so many things that are available out there, and Bad Bob's going to roll over there because he needs something with 100,000 megabits, whatever that means, or gigabytes or cronins.
Yeah.
Cronins is money from Denmark. It's something like that. Anyway. But thank you so much for being here.
Darkonians.
Darkonians. Oh, no, no, that's Star Wars, but he's into that too. Okay, hey, look, and thank you so much for being here, and we will continue to have people call in to talk
and
about this.
And the Chamber of Commerce and Tim Scarborough for bringing in our business of the week.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you.
Glad to be here, that's for sure.
And also, okay, following the news, we have Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. Let's talk about what's going on in the crime front and crime fighting. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Snow is falling in North Georgia this morning where emergency crews are standing by. Georgia Power says already some 2,000 homes and businesses have lost electricity. This Knoxville grocery store owner says that he's been planning ahead for the storm in Tennessee. Spoke to WATE-TV.
We started looking at the weather this past weekend, started to see that there was the potential for a weather system in the long-range forecast. And my team, all out in the store, started to gear up all their orders because our orders come from different parts of the country.
From Louisiana to South Carolina, as well as Mid-Atlantic, the area is all expected to get socked with a wintry mix. President Obama today signs an executive order raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour for workers on new federal contracts. Officials say the change will affect only a few 100,000 workers. It also prevents contract workers from being paid less than others if a disability affects their productivity. President Obama says there is no country where the U.S. has a no-spy agreement, but he is vowing to protect privacy when America conducts surveillance.
We are committed to making sure that we are protecting and concerned about the privacy rights, not just of Americans, not just of our own citizens, but
of everybody, he said yesterday at a joint press conference with the French president. Janet Yellen makes her first appearance on Capitol Hill since taking over as chair of the Federal Reserve.
Janet Yellen tells members of the House Financial Services Committee the labor market has improved.
The unemployment rate has fallen nearly a percentage point since the middle of last year and 1.5 percentage points since the beginning of the current asset purchase program. Nevertheless, the recovery in the labor market is far from complete.
Yellen says for that reason, the Fed intends to keep its key short-term interest rate near zero, as she says, well past the time the unemployment rate dips below 6.5%.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon, and this is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redmond was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Francois Hollande was honored at an extravagant state dinner at the White House last night.
A votre santé. Cheers.
President Obama said there are a lot of things that bring the U.S. and France together. President Hollande arrived at the White House after dusk, stepping out of a limousine to greet President Obama. The gala event held in a huge tent in the White House grounds, as inside rooms simply weren't big enough to accommodate all the guests. Poor visibility grounded an attempt to reach two backcountry skiers seriously injured in an avalanche in eastern Oregon's Wallowa Mountains. On Tuesday, an avalanche killed two other skiers. The sheriff's office in Baker County says four unhurt skiers from the group of eight were being brought out by Snowcat. Closer look at Wall Street, where it's been a struggle for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. In early trading, it's given up even more ground now, down by about 26 points. The S&P 500's up by a fraction. This is SRN News. Human rights groups are condemning Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for what they say is a campaign to squash demonstrations against his government.
The past 2 weeks, 13 anti-government activists have been arrested for protesting everything from mounting economic hardships to the presence of a team from communist Cuba at a baseball tournament. A coalition of 10 local rights groups say the use of firearms by police to control crowds and a reliance on anti-terrorism laws to round up activists violate Venezuelans' constitutional right to peaceful protest. Opposition hardliners are calling on Venezuelans to take to the streets Wednesday in what they hope will be their biggest show of force yet. Maduro says opponents are trying to oust him and is urging supporters to stage their own march Wednesday.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Airline pilots, federal officials launching a campaign this week to warn about the dangers of people pointing lasers at cockpits. They're promising prosecution for those who are caught. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. My goodness, what a great day this is. You know, I love seeing new businesses, you know, coming into the area with a good attitude like that. It's February the 12th, 2014. It's 8:06 in the morning. And let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 15,965. The S&P 500 is down a fraction at 1819, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 7 points at 4,198. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 189 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 89 cents at 536.85, Microsoft up 33 cents at 37.51, Facebook down 36 cents at 64.48, and Intel's up a nickel at 24.52. Of local interest, Costco's up a penny at 114.69, Reading Bank of Commerce up 6 cents at $6.28, and Harley Davidson's up 29 cents at 64.98. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.75%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34%. Oil's up $1.25 a barrel at 101.18. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $1.78 an ounce at $12.93.24. Silver's up 11 cents at $20.35. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
You'll be hearing back from our Wells Fargo Advisors as well this morning at 9:05. Every morning here, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, you're going to hear our Wells Fargo Advisors. Now, let's go to the weathers. Today, it weathers, because as we look through the days, I guess weathers every day. Now, 49 degrees in the downtown studios. We have 50% chance of rain today. With our temperatures tonight, will be 51. Our highs today will be 62. Looking to Thursday, 70% chance of rain Thursday night. And so this is our forecast of the week. Chance of rain up over 50%. So we're looking forward to that. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. And they are locally owned. Okay, it's capital R, customers, capital R, friends.
Our customers are warm friends.
Yeah.
Family-owned. Family operated.
That's
discounts for seniors and veterans. You know what? We were invited over to dinner at some friend's house last night, and we were there planning on leaving at 9 o'clock because we have work to do the next.
We had a lot. We had duck
and wild duck.
Wild duck.
And plus everything else. Everybody was bringing things. But the bottom line, which I'm trying to get to, is that we didn't get home.
No, we did not get any shot. We didn't get any buck
10:30, shot. 10:30. It's birdshot. 10:30 at night. And then and at that point, then you stay up to 11 and then past that and then you have to go to sleep.
And I was not on assignment because I wanted to be here so badly. I slept well because we were on our sleep number. I wanted to be here because I knew the chief was going to be here. We had this great morning.
We went to bed and we had not adjusted the bed. So it was at its firmest and I'm laying there for a little bit and I go, we didn't adjust. So I get up and I hit the adjustments and Linda goes to
45.
And I go to 35. And we slept, of course, outstanding. I can't say enough about the exclusive dual air technology. It allows you to adjust what you want. And then what your partner wants is completely separate. It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Bad Bob, don't just
and Snooki rolls around in between.
Yeah, quit chuckling here. But right now, the largest closeout event of the year with savings of 50% on Innovation Series limited edition beds, exclusively at Sleep Number stores. And you can find these with the pros they have down there in the Target Shopping Center, or they're up there behind McDonald's, but Sleep Number. We hardly recommend it. We've never slept better. It's made in the U.S. and it's got a guarantee. I can't say more than that. Sleep Number. Our, guest today, in fact, is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty.
Good morning.
Do you think that things would make it easier in the jail if we put Sleep Number in there and all, in the jail?
Make them all sleepy all the time?
Yeah, have little sleep numbers, they could adjust it, and then they'd be happy because they sleep, well at night, and then everybody would be, comfy, and there'd be no problems anymore at the jail.
Comfy, happy.
I mean, isn't that the idea behind our prison system now?
Sometimes.
Well, let me tell you, on the 20th, we're bringing in, one of the, retired prison guards from San Quentin. And of course, we went down on a tour of San Quentin, and that was kind of an eye opener. And, Rick Hill is going to be here with us, and, Ed Schroeder, but he's bringing somebody up from San Quentin, one of the administrators that's there right now. And that's going to be on the 20th, and that's going to be, we're going to do an hour and a half show on that. But I tell you what, my idea of coddling, I don't have that idea anymore. When you start talking about prisoners, they coddle them. No, they don't. And anyway, but let's talk about, when we come back, let's talk about what's going on.
And we also want to encourage you this morning with the chief in the house, 605-4567. We have our hotline open, as well as taking your messages through our website for the Chat Packers. And thank you so much for always engaging with us this
That's
morning.
Right.
Encourage you to bring that on. Go to KCNR1460.com and log on. We'd love to hear from you, and I'm sure we've got a lot to cover here with the chief this morning. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBod, good morning, my friends. 8:15, 49 degrees out there on this great day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by my friends down at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, and give them a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani has a... He's got a large supply of a variety of ammunition of all calibers. Plus, he's got a lot of guns for sale down there. And the finest gunsmiths in this area that you're going to find. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. And again, give him a call, 222-8222. Rob Pletty, Reading Police Chief. Good morning and welcome back.
Morning.
So, how you doing? You know what? Usually we see you during the month, but it just seems like we haven't seen you, in about a month.
Where have you been, buddy?
Between wrestling season and, the military, I've been running around like a...
Well, you just took over the large, haven't you taken over the, is that coming soon?
March 7th.
March 7th, the largest, battalion of, in California.
Yeah, it's, The 185th Military Police Battalion is actually 7 companies, and I think the last number I saw was like 1,294 soldiers. The units spread from the farthest north is a detachment in Eureka, and farthest south is in National City, south of San Diego. So it's going to be
Where's the change of command at?
It'll be at the Pittsburgh Armory at the battalion headquarters on March 7th.
Where's that at?
Just next to Antioch, east of Lodi, between Lodi.
Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Oh, Bay Area. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which
cool.
is nice because I only have to drive to Pittsburgh theoretically once a month instead of San Luis Obispo.
And what time does that go? The change of command.
I mean, I think it's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
When we see, like, we see these, you know, fireworks going up in the sky. Yeah. And then we see Humvees driving through the streets of Reading later on with machine guns.
It's going to be more like a pass the flag, get in the Humvees, and go to Camp Roberts for the weekend. So it's just the start of drill. And we will do the traditional ceremony, but it'll be quick.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
That's so good. Awesome.
That is awesome. Okay, let's talk about what's going on.
Talk about leadership.
You know, when you see things, you know, some guy's got 40 pounds of explosives that I would say he's probably bought around here. I mean, you probably know more about it than I do. And I'm not one of those people that says, oh, what is the stuff? I don't want to know. I don't want other people to know because there'll be somebody out there that goes out and buys it and then blows up his house. What's it look like out there in the streets right now?
We're doing pretty good. I mean, we're getting all the statistics ready right now for the town hall meeting on February 19th. So we've been running through those, you know, verifying and making sure everything's accurate. And, you know, we hit 96,000 calls for service last year.
How many?
96,000.
Wow.
Up from about, well, we've got a little computer glitch in there that kind of throws those numbers off a little bit because the dispatch center counts calls one way and Reading Police computer system counts them another. So you have a discrepancy between, you know, which calls for service number you use because if it doesn't get a Reading Police case number, then our system doesn't count it. Where Shascom counts everything. So traffic stops, checkouts, things that don't necessarily, you know, count a case number but still equate to workload. So we just kind of, I just learned of that little discrepancy there. So, you know.
97,000 though.
Yeah,
I mean,
96,000 calls 96, for service 000. With the traffic stops and everything else included in that don't necessarily generate a case number.
Still, I was one of those.
Still workload.
I was one of those.
And the online reports and everything else. So it's busy. But, you know, last year reported crime was down about 14% overall. We have some areas where crime is up.
Like what?
Motor vehicle theft, robberies.
Well, you know what? Okay, we've hit like the top. Was it top 10% in the country on this? Again, we talk about statistics and all this stuff. But again, this is the statistic that really concerns me, and I don't understand why. Half the cars that are taken are open, and some of them probably have left their keys in there.
We do have a lot where people go out to warm up their car or cool down their car and leave the keys in, and people take them. So, you know, it's back to that kind of that crime prevention message we've been kind of screaming about for a couple of years. But when you really look at our burglaries this year, last year we were roughly 50-50 on forced entry and non-forced entry.
Yeah, how's that look now?
This year it's 46-46 with about, I think it was 7.38. Don't quote me on the exact numbers. We have a graph in the town hall meeting where force was attempted but not achieved. So we're starting to, I think, make a little progress and people starting to lock their stuff up, but we still, 46% of the burglaries, no forced entry.
People just walk in.
People were leaving stuff open. So we really kind of, you know, still push that. You got to remember that, you know, with these property crimes being non-prisonable now, there's very little, you know, ramification for doing something wrong. And so there's not a lot of deterrent, to get them to stop doing that. And Carl's making, you know, gun motions over here. But at the same time, you know, we have to be able to do something to stop that. And that's the crime prevention.
We need to be a lot more
cognizant of the threat that's there to steal your stuff.
Because we know people. Everybody knows. I think somebody's been touched by this. We got to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Let's talk about, and when we come back, we'll talk about the crime. I understand the governor has, well, there's good news is that the judges said that they're not going to make people be turned loose, but the governor. For 2 years, but the governor's getting ready to turn loose the third strike people. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at Market Street Steakhouse March 11th.
Isn't that the place on Market Street where I had that really good steak?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
I remember that.
Great. Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, March 11th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society Helping the Animals.
Good thing they didn't name it Market Street Salad Place. I would have been confused.
Yeah.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
What's
Carl in the Bud? Good morning.
What does meth smell like? We were talking about. What does meth smell like?
8:25 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have a question for the chief. We went from house break-ins, now we want to talk drugs. And let's talk drugs.
Well, one kind of equates to the other. You know, those that are addicted to drugs.
Break into houses.
Severely break into houses and steal other things because they need to get the drugs for their addiction.
Copper pipes.
Copper pipes and, you know, a lot of the crime that we see is tertiary to the drug use. You know, the crimes that we've seen lately, especially in the county, relative to marijuana, you know, those that grow marijuana have marijuana. Those that want it don't want to pay for it. And, you know, they go out and then you have these.
I thought this was a nonviolent.
The drug itself may be, but you know, when it's at the prices that it is and it's drawing, you're going to have
what
those
is the
that
prices?
Wanna, you know, in Shasta County during the harvest season, you're looking about $1,000 a pound.
Okay.
Take that same $1,000 to Boston or New York and it's $9,000 a pound.
It's that much?
That much of a difference is the farther you go back according to what the DEA, you know, in my discussions with them. So, you know, I still think the biggest problem that we have here
Carl's like, what? Maybe we're
Bob,
in the wrong business.
Bob, you know what? You're in a great place to grow out there. You've already been told that the sheriff's not going to do anything about it because it's not enough. Grow like 4 pounds. Okay. Anyway.
No, we're not going to do that. Anyway, next.
The methamphetamine that's coming in is
from where?
From Mexico.
Okay.
You know, when the federal government did the pseudoephedrine, you know, mitigation act and got rid of all the ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, the base, you know, product of methamphetamine, it really kind of pushed the methamphetamine production back to Mexico. We're not getting the bathtub labs like we used to here. But then Mexico did the exact same thing. So what they did is change the process. They're not dummies. They can make their drugs. So the methamphetamine that is coming in now has risen in its purity. And it's risen in its quantity because they're making it in factories down there, not little bathtub labs. So what used to be, you know, $15,000 a pound, you know, 4 or 5 years ago is now about $13,000 a kilogram, which is 2.2 pounds.
It's basically
half price. And the purity's gone from, you know, 80-85% pure to 90-96% pure.
Wow.
So the purity level is way up. It's causing, you know, the average user that would use what they used to use to be heightened even more. The purity level, the potency is up. And that's causing, I think, a lot of the violence we're seeing towards police officers. We actually filed twice as many of the law enforcement officer killed or assaulted reports, or roughly twice as many this year as we did last year.
So how many did you have this year?
I believe the number's 44.
Okay, now, out of 96,000 stops and things you go on, people would say, oh, that's not a big average, but 44, that means
I have 50 officers in patrol and we filed 44 reports. That's roughly one assault per officer.
Per officer. And how many were injured? How many were injured?
Quite a few. I mean, we have,
I know we've got
we lost it. We lost roughly about 200 days last year at work days of police officers out on injuries. Now, not all of those injuries are from fighting with people on methamphetamine. And not every time they have to restrain a suspect. This is an assault on the officer. You know, you can be fighting to get away when we're trying to fight and the officer can still be injured. That doesn't make it an assault. It's, you know, when people are turning on the officers and attacking them. So that is a huge concern. And then of course, you know, I've been talking for a while about heroin coming back.
You have been, you know, and we started talking about that.
Where does that come from?
We started talking about that, like, it must be probably about 6 months ago. You're saying more and more
heroin. It's coming up from Mexico as well. Is usual trade routes.
So are they, are you finding that it's just coming up through five? Or there, other areas, is it coming, how is it getting here?
Oh, you know, when you have I-5 coming through your community that,
80,000 cars a day.
Yeah, you know, that's a big traffic location. But, you know, there's other ways into here as well. I mean, I-5's not the only, just the biggest route into here. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, where you have demand, you're going to have a supplier. So the way to really cut down drug use is with the cutting down the suppliers. The problem that we're having right now is the state, the Board of Community Corrections that puts out the Burns JAG grants that, primarily fund our narcotics task force, CINTIF, they're shifting those funds away from enforcement into rehabilitation. So we're probably in October going to lose the funds that support our narcotics task force, joint narcotics task force. And I believe on their part that it's counterintuitive to do that, because if you reduce enforcement, you have more drugs on the street. Therefore, it's harder to do the rehabilitation and the to get these people off drugs. But, you know, it's going to be here. It's going to be here, and it's going to be cheap. And we're going to do everything we can between myself and the sheriff to, Tom and I are talking ways on how, if that money ends up going away, how are we going to keep the narcotics
task force? The only thing, maybe Sweden had the right idea, even though they're changing it out right now. Just take all the stuff that you find and just give it to people. You know, they'll die or they'll, so they don't break in. Hey, you want meth? Come down here to the police station. We won't even ask your name here. Come get it. And then that way they don't have to break in. They can just lay in the street and they just pull them over to the side. You want heroin? Here's an overdose. Here, take it.
I get screamed at enough about transient activities already.
Let's talk about that next.
That's still a huge problem.
And one of the things
is you see that population shifted a little bit right now because the marijuana's picked. And there's a big issue with these, they call them trimmers, that come in during the marijuana season to the heroin season. That's good verbiage.
That's a heroin.
Yeah, it's a mixture. Yeah. It's a hybrid plant.
Let's talk about that when we get back. The trimmers.
Trimmers.
I want to talk about that. Okay. Can we get back in that? Yeah, I'm just thinking, I'm seeing somebody with, a little bit of more.
We're
off
bouncing
the,
around here.
Off the left side here. Okay, we'll be right back. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is our guest.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors.
Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 49 degrees out there. We got rain coming in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors, veterans, great haircuts, man's last stronghold. I really like going there. As do, I see a lot of police and law enforcement down there.
I need to go there. Yeah. I look like a hippie right
now. Well, you know, you're getting there, Colonel. All right. Hey, one of the questions that came in, and you know, and these are things that people, oh, why would you ask that? Because obviously there's questions out there, and we give a chance to our law enforcement officers to answer this. Conspiracy or truth on FEMA camps and Obama's militia with MRAPs. Has the chief or sheriff ever encountered a meeting considering militarizing local law enforcement organizations?
No.
Okay.
I've never heard it.
Never heard it.
Never heard it. I go to
I know Rob
chief's
Paletti.
Conferences yeah. and everything else. Okay. I've never heard anything of that nature.
So there. And I, you know, Rob, I've known Rob a long time since he's been here. Well, not a long time, but since he's been here. A
couple years.
And if there was something like that, I think that would not be something you keep secret. Cause I, it's kind of like other people I know in law enforcement would say, well, they're going to have a tough time organizing us, you know,
because yeah, well,
you uphold the Constitution here.
Well, there's no applicability of those, you know, I used MRAPs in Iraq, and there's no.
You didn't like the MRAPs.
I didn't like the MRAPs. I think they're dangerous. They're very top heavy. They tip very easy. You know, my first tour in Iraq, our brigade lost, if memory serves, it was 15 or 18 soldiers brigade wide. And we had the part of the military police in theater that was training the Iraqi police. So we lost 15 to 18 soldiers in that 12 month period. My second, tour in Iraq, we lost no soldiers. So, you know, whether that's a plus for the MRAP or a change, you know, 2005 compared to the operating environment in 2009 was probably the largest part of it. But the only deaths that I saw coming across, you know, the significant incident reports that came over the net were from rollovers on those MRAPs.
Well, we were getting rollovers on the Humvees because the Humvees were built to do a certain job. And then you added the armor to it. And then you put the turret on top. It was just, you just waited for it to turn.
Yeah, most of the rollovers that I saw from Humvees were because there was an IED that exploded and it rolled it over. The MRAPs have a tip gauge on the dash. Oh. And if you take a corner more than about 10, 15 miles an hour, that tip gauge is pushing the limit. And they were so big. They were so heavy.
But they're issuing them to all types of law enforcement organizations throughout the United States.
Well, they bought a ton of them.
2,500.
So, you know, surplusing them out to, because they're not, applicable for you.
Maybe we could get one here for the sheriff's department for you all. I mean, you can do on like on the Christmas parade, just you know, have people ride in it.
But you know, the only applicability I could see for that thing would be for a SWAT team. But you know, to like the armored truck that we have, you know, that kind of thing. But they're so big, they're so gas guzzling, and they're so maintenance intensive. You know, even if there was an applicability for them, I wouldn't want them just because I wouldn't want to maintain the thing. Even Humvees are expensive to maintain.
Okay. Switch over to, since we answered, and we got a thank you there. Well, you're welcome, Boo. Trimmers and transients. You say there's less now because the marijuana growing season's
over? Well, mind you, there's still a lot of transients here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just go up on the parking garage and look down into Linden Canyon or Mercy Canyon, whatever, you know, title you want to use. I counted 12 of them down there below the Indian Hill subdivision the other day, and we've been working with them. And there's actually a resident up there.
12 transients or 12?
12 camps.
Camps. Okay, thank
you.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
So they're talking about a couple hundred people now?
Yeah, the problem that we have in that canyon is that you've got like 14 different property owners down in there. You know, so Bob Brandon's gone and cleaned up what is the public space, but, you know, we're not doing private property cleanup anymore because we got one guy that does it, him in a cleanup crew. But one of the citizens up there, he's got permission from the primary property owner down there, and, they removed on a community cleanup about 8,000 pounds of garbage, and I saw him the other day. I went to visit my mother-in-law. I was
8,
in the hospital.
8,000 pounds. See, that's, how many tons is that?
Four
tons. So that's several tons of out of this canyon.
We remove. Bob Brandon removes over 100,000 pounds of garbage from transient camps every year.
You know, there's.
So something wrong with this picture. Yeah. I mean, I'm just,
hop
you know,
in here and,
yeah.
Well, you know, there is when, I mean, yes, I realize homeless, I realize there's a problem here and all this, but 100,000 pounds of garbage that has to be removed, put into the ghost, and some of you have to store. And well, now you have to start storing more of it, right?
Their property, if it's anything of any value, and the courts, Sacramento just lost last year an $800,000 lawsuit to a homeless group. They redefined what value is. So we have to store more types of property, and we have to store it for 60 to 90 days, giving them time to come and claim it. After we have posted it, tagged it, waited 7 to 10 days, and went back to clean it up. So you're actually going through a mini eviction process to get people off of public open space that are illegally camping. So it's not just a, you know, hey, chief, why don't you go through there and clean it up? It's a process that has to go through. I have to abide by the law that's set forth by the courts, and we have to abide by that law very strictly so that we don't open the city up to, you know, these $800 to million lawsuits that consume a lot of resources and open the city to a lot of liability. So we're very careful to watch the court cases and make sure that what Bob Brandon is doing is right in line with what those court cases are, and there's more restrictions on that. There was a article in the Nevada Union during the harvest season talking about tremors and how they come in. They're not really homeless. They come in, they live in transient camps, and what they're doing is while they're picking the marijuana, they're actually consuming the donations that were intended for the homeless. So they're eating at the rescue missions and stuff and consuming the donations that are intended for the homeless in Nevada County. So I don't know what the applicability is here, but I thought it was a very interesting article.
Well, I think it is because we've got a lot of marijuana around here. And now, but now Shasta County said you will have no outside grows. That ought to be interesting. And you can grow inside, but only so many plants. So that means is that any sheriff that's driving around out there, looks over the backyard and he can see a grow. He can just go in and take it or cite them and all these other things. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see how they can fight this because there's already, I don't know if Tom has enough manpower to do this.
I don't know.
Yeah, especially when you just said they just took away the funds.
Well, you know, the Shasta, you gotta remember that there's several different layers in when you talk about drug networks and, you know, the street cop deals with the street level dough.
Right.
You know, CINTIP deals with those mid-level type people, mm-hmm. and then the Drug Enforcement Agency is supposed to deal with the big cartel type stuff. So, we're actually, you know, our DEA office here is grossly understaffed and, so, you know, we try to work with them as much as possible.
Why can't we do fundraisers? Did I just cut you off?
No.
Okay. Why can't we do fund? We're going to take a break. I'd like to, you know, think about us doing a city fundraiser where we raise funds, and we can bring on more force.
How about this? Why don't we be able to buy drones and cameras? We'll be right back after these messages.
Home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you.
you'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Thanks,
Carl,
Roger.
Linda Bott. Yeah, Rog. Rog just left here. He's pretty cool. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Our buddy's there, Martin and his crew, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Whether it has anything to do with heating or air conditioning, they're the people to go to. We've used them. Bob's used them. And nobody has had a bad experience with Alliance Heating and Air that we know of.
One last reason for me to not be on assignment is because I don't have to wait for somebody to replace that stupid 1940s hot water heater that we must have had 10 calls. And it always, the hours were in the morning. So now we have a brand new hot water heater that Alliance Heating and Air has been fantastic.
It's a tankless water heater, which means it gives you unlimited hot water. So it means Linda can take baths now instead of me up water on the stove. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Great people. Reading Police Chief Rob Plutty. When I left, you know, I asked a question, but let's go to the phones first. Carolyn, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
Yes, hello. Is this me?
Yes, you're on, Carolyn. Yeah, it's you.
Sorry. Hi, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm getting there. I had a couple questions for you. Nope, it was about the homeless, but first I wanted, before proceeding continuous, I had a question about the FEMA. Do you know, what do you believe the FEMA concentration camps that President Barack Obama has implemented are for, their purposes?
I honestly don't know anything about them.
I understand. Okay, secondly, the signs, I have noticed that I have seen a great decrease in homeless people and other people in need holding up signs intermittently that I've seen. Excuse me. So I'm wondering, is there an ordinance against that? Because I know, we don't want them to be intrusive, but bless their hearts, they are in need. And I feel that, like, I agree with you. You said that's their First Amendment right under the Constitution. So have they made an ordinance stating that they cannot hold up signs anymore asking for help, or do you know?
They're still allowed to do that as long as they're on a public right-of-way. So they can still do that, but we see a shift in the transient population this time of year because of weather. A lot of them will go south.
Right.
There's some of them, the trimmers, like I was talking about, that come in just for the marijuana season, that live in, you know, that camp while they're here to process marijuana. So I think that there's a shift. I think some of them are local, chronic, homeless, are still here, but I think a lot of the transients end up leaving as it gets cold, and then they come back when it gets warm.
Yeah, and I'm blaming them. Bless their hearts. It makes it easier on them. So, well, anyway, thank you for the awesome job you did. And thank you for shutting down the marijuana dispensaries. Less crime because of it. So good for all of you, you and the rest of the law enforcement staff. And those in law enforcement are doing an awesome job. So I pray for all your protection and the Holy Spirit of God. Bless you all. You have a great day. And thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Carol. Thanks for calling. Rob, the
yes.
Drones and cameras. Now, you know, people are just adamantly against drones. But when you start talking about cameras, there's spots in New York and, well, London, you cannot go anywhere without being on camera.
Yeah, I don't think that we need to go to that extreme. I think that, I don't know the applicability of drones in a city environment. I mean, I think that there is a lot of applicability for, unpiloted aircraft with spotting fires mm-hmm. and, you know, looking for large marijuana grows in BLM land and other things, you know, of that nature. But for the city, you know, but if we got into a pursuit, by the time we actually unpacked the drone, got it out, got it up, you know, the Highway Patrol supports us phenomenally well with the helicopters coming out of Northern Division. So, you know, we get a lot of that support already. The movable cameras, however, would be a great tool to have so that we could put them in high crime areas. They make, you know, video systems that you can mount on light poles that tie right into the electricity, and therefore you can move them where you're having crime problems. So, you know, for instance, if we had, you know, a shopping center that, you know, was having a huge problem with auto burglaries, we could go stick that camera up, you know, monitor it from Wi-Fi, catch the subject, put them into jail, and then move the camera to somewhere else where we're having a high crime area.
Yeah, we used something similar to that when we were looking at when we were doing cellular radio or cellular telephones, as we call them, cows, cells on wheels. We would move them from spot to spot to spot. Wherever we had the largest group of people coming in and they needed cell coverage, we just bring in our portable ones.
Right.
So it's the same concept. Now, a lot of people don't like the idea is that cameras are looking at them at all times. But for what you're using it for, it's not search. It's not illegal searches. You're just panning an area where there's a crime, you know, a lot of crime there. And if it walks in front of the camera, well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch criminals. I mean, that's our only intent.
Well, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to take a break. Now, when you come back, let's talk about how many more police you need. And community service officers. I hit this with Tom every time too. I don't understand if this is something everybody's agreeing on, then why aren't we getting them? And the other thing, this is an election year, my friends. And, you know what? There's a lot of things out there, especially in the city, that they've got money at some point. So let's figure out, let's ask everybody where your priorities are when they come in to vote. Is that where is your priority on public protection and infrastructure? We'll be right back.
He took the midnight train.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 49 degrees in these last few minutes here on the show. Our guest has been Chief Rob Poletti. We are going to be going into some final questions and answers here, but I want to let you know, of course, you know, it's going to be Valentine's Day. No pressure. No pressure, guys, or women. No pressure. I just want to let you know that, you know, I went into Four Winds Jewelry yesterday just to say hello to Leonard. He just came back from the largest gem and mineral show in the world. People from all over the world. He was so excited. He was just so enthusiastic about so many rocks and stones, and he has some wonderful, like, if you're really into totems, like, you know, turtles that are made out of special stones, and he's just got a lot of stuff. So, and great jewelry, and, he's just a really reasonable guy, and he'll make you a great deal, and again, we want to let you know about the,
Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750 Estate Jewelry. And Leonard will make a great, great deal with you. Four Winds Jewelry. Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti is with us, and we were talking, we've talked about meth, heroin, the fact that some of the money's being pulled out of the Joint Drug Task Force. We've talked about transients and the marijuana trade and trimmers, and we've talked about drones and the
homeless.
And, well, drones and cameras. The, here's the thing I want to finish up with is it's election year. We've got three spots opening on the city council. I think it's important that people that come on that say, where's your priority? Now, to me, in under any constitution or if it's a city or a charter, that public safety comes first. Infrastructure comes second and anything else comes 10th. How many more people do you need, Rob? I know that you're back at like the 80s, but
I would love to be where the Reading Police Department was before, you know, the downturn in the economy where it was 121 sworn staffing positions and, you know, they had the 10 CSOs in patrol and, and that kind of thing. That would be
community service officers.
Yeah, that would be ideal. It's going to take us a while to get there because I do understand that, you know, there's, you know, we got to wait for the money to come in to be able to get the people and, you know, how do you generate that? You know, it's one thing if you're IBM and you can go sell more computers or, you know, government, it's a little different on the income side. So, you know, it would be great to be able to get back to those levels and be able to deliver a level of service to this community that I think the community deserves. You know, if you look at our calls for service level that went up last year, we're still, you know, kind of treading the water and holding the ground on the emergency calls for service, but the priority two calls for service and the priority three, our response time is very extended. And where that concerns me is that when you have that extended response time, then you have people not reporting crimes. And so I would hope, you know, obviously we've talked about we're down about 14%, but we were up 28% last year and 16% the year before. So I'm not turning cartwheels over the 14%, but what concerns me in that 14% is that is reported crime. And how much crime are we not capturing because it takes us too long to get there? Are we getting a true picture of what's going on? So bringing those staffing levels up, bringing the CSOs back is a priority one, you know, and getting those 10 CSOs back in patrol or 11 of them would be ideal because I could put 10 in patrol and one back in crime prevention would really, you know, be the tipping point. And that would be the where the priority would be because the CSOs allow the cops to go take care of what requires a cop so they're not tied up on all the
yeah, they can take the reports. They can be there for the minor traffic accidents and all that. Yeah, that's how we met Officer Knuckles that time.
Yeah, it frees up time for the police officers to go deal with the bad guys.
And again, going back to the, you know, we need to add at least 10 more officers and, you know, 5 CSOs. I mean, it's not impossible. Let's just take a look at the budget. And, oh, well, we got this and this. I'm sorry, parks. As much as I like parks and recreation, guess what? Maybe we don't do that. Maybe we don't do part of that. But you know what? The crime in Reading has gone up. You managed to come in and take over a police department that got hit with AB-109 at the same time. And you've been fighting it and and the officer's doing a great job. But, and you've already said it, meth's coming in here, it's cheap. it's pure. People are fighting back. We don't have the assets to do it. We don't have the cameras. We don't have these things. But we need, the first thing that people have to do is feel safe.
Yeah.
Now,
and
I frankly feel safe, but
I
there's
agree.
A lot of people that don't.
But you also have to balance in that, not being the selfish guy. You have to balance in that the parks system and the trail system also brings in tourism. Tourism brings in transient occupancy tax, sales tax, and other things that generate, revenue for the city too. So it's finding and striking that balance there. And that's why, it'd be great. It'd be easy for me as a chief to say, I need my 22 cops back and I need every one of my employees back that I had in 2008. Well, let's set some priorities and let's inch our way back.
Let's look at our priorities then.
And the CSOs getting back.
But I want them to say, I want the people running to say, I understand we have a problem here and this is what I'm going to do to bring us back up. Okay,
yeah.
We got to run. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.
I'll be here.
We've got Sharon Clark's coming in tomorrow talking about seniors.
All right.
And there's a lot of stuff going on, of course, with that in that community. We're hearing what the changes are, new laws. I mean, there's a lot of new laws out there that's going to impact on our senior community. Rob, you're always, always welcome here when things are happening. And you are that thin blue line out there, and we appreciate what all the officers do. And so many people do.
Town hall meeting, February 19th.
February 19th. That's going to be next week.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And this is a chance to catch up on everything.
And we're
going to
be, what's your subject?
This is the mid-year or the end-of-year review where I'm going to go over all the crime stats and everything for 2013.
Oh.
Super. Bruce Ross is leaving too. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Hey, remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gate.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. More than 140,000 electric customers are without power across the southeast, and there's still lots of snow and ice to come. Georgia's especially hard hit, with at least 80,000 people in the dark, and many of them in the Atlanta area.
Ice that is causing the trees or tree limbs to fall down into the lines and break those lines, damage the lines.
Georgia Power's Carol Boatwright. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says his state is getting slammed and it's far from over.
It's one of the toughest storms we're going to see in our history, most likely again because it's the temperature is at that point between ice and snow, which makes the conditions very difficult for our roads and also for our electric utilities.
Close to 3,000 flight cancellations, many at Atlanta Hartsfield.
It was a rough start for airlines this week as storms plagued the Midwest. Now that storm has continued to move east, causing more than 60% of flight.